Christopher Calandra, Certified Financial Planner, is an innovative, comprehensive, informative, and cutting-edge podcast that discusses financial topics ranging from personal finance, economics, politics, and personal growth. Simply Financial will cover intriguing and thought-provoking questions so that the listener can simply increase their financial IQ.
This is your host, Christopher Calandra. This is the Simply Financial Podcast. This is episode number 31 of season number 2. On last week's episode, I described that it is part one of the top 20 financial planning questions. So this week is part two. You may recall, if you listened to last week's episode, that this idea was brought to me by our operations coordinator, Paul Matthews. He came up with the questions. And as we get into it, in thinking about last week's 10 and this week's 10, a few of the questions surprised me a little bit. And I decided for the most part to keep it the way Paul constructed. So I want to get into this week's 10. Keep in mind, I'm going to number this week's 1 through 10 just like I did last week's. And there you go. Between the 2 weeks worth of episodes, you got the top 20. So number one is my estate plan up to date. So in thinking about your financial planning, think about, is your will up to date? Do you have the other accompanying documents like power of attorney, healthcare proxy? Is your estate plan up to date? This is a major focal point for me and the rest of the team at Elliott Wealth Management Services. We are regularly checking in with clients to make sure that their estate plan is in place, they've consulted with an attorney, and it is up to date based on where they live, as well as what their current wishes are in terms of their heirs and estate. I would draw your attention back to season number 1, episode number 11, where I had an outstanding discussion with attorney Eric Milhorn of the Milhorn Law Firm, and we covered the basics of estate planning. Question number 2, have I named the proper beneficiaries? This too is a focal point for me and Elliott Wealth Management because far too many people have retirement accounts, 401ks, IRAs, annuities, life insurance, and so on that they have not named the proper beneficiaries. If you have a retirement account or an insurance policy, you want to make sure that you've updated your beneficiaries to represent what your current wishes are. It is really common for us to meet with somebody that has, say, a 401k, perhaps at a former employer, and they have their mom named as the beneficiary. I'm not trying to meet cheat mom out of anything. However, if that individual has since gotten married and has children, they may not want to keep mom as the beneficiary. The point of this is to be intentional and up to date with your beneficiary designations. Have copies of the beneficiary designations and make sure they are all up to date. So that's question number 2. Question 3, is there anything else you can be doing to reduce your tax exposure? I covered this in a recent episode, which was the 2018 mid-year economic update. I think the tax reform, in fact, I know the tax reform that was passed into law back in December of 2017 that went into effect on January 1st, 2018, opens up enormous possibilities and opportunities for reducing taxes by managing your deductions. Lots of things we could do on the investment front with buys and sells and the like. You want to make sure that you're maximizing retirement accounts, which very much offer tax incentives. So is there anything else you can be doing to reduce your tax exposure? An excellent question to ask yourself. Number 4, what is your risk tolerance? So many people focus on returns, returns, returns. What's my return? How can I get a better return? Why am I not getting such a good return? And that is not a bad thing to think about. In fact, it's going to be a question here in a little bit that I think is so important and made the top 20. But what I find amazing, and this has been the case throughout my 26-year career, is so few people work on the other side of the ledger in terms of how much risk they're taking. Far too many people are not taking enough risk. And then there's a whole set of people that just take an excessive amount of risk. The other thing is, far too many people don't factor in, are you getting a good return for the risk you're taking? So let me give you an example that I'll often speak with clients about. Let's say I said, listen, I have two investments for you to choose from. Investment X has a 10% rate of return, and investment Y has a 10% rate of return. Which one would you prefer? Most people, most of the time, will say, Chris, it doesn't matter. It's the same return. But the better answer, the more correct answer is, Chris, I want the one that takes less risk to get to the 10%. So when we construct portfolios and financial plans for our clients, we not only focus on return, but we pay a lot of attention to their risk tolerance and trying to get the risk that we are taking to pay off. Number five is the allocation. What is your investment allocation? To know what you have, how much is allocated to stock versus real estate. Maybe you own a business and you have value in that business. How much do you have in stocks and bonds? You can do this across your entire net worth. We could look at your asset allocation based just on retirement accounts. But question to ask is, what is my investment allocation, and to make sure that it's appropriate and working. Number six, have I gotten a good rate of return? So I just mentioned focusing on risk, and I purposefully put the risk thing before the rate of return thing, is you do want to look and question if you're getting a good rate of return. You don't necessarily, and I know I don't do this for my own accounts, is need to follow every single day finding out what your return is, but have an awareness and having a way to keep track of how your portfolio is growing. Is it getting good returns? What part of your portfolio is working? What part is struggling? Why is what's struggling? And why is it going to turn around? These are things that you should have an awareness of. When we meet with clients, this is a regular part of what our discussion is with clients in reviewing their portfolios, their returns, what they've invested, what they might have drawn out, what's successful, what's struggling, what changes we want to recommend, and why. This is what you ought to be asking yourself. Number eight is your investment plan up to date? Is your investment strategy up to date? These are good questions. I'm lumping them together for ease of use. There's been a lot of changes in our industry. We have new products. We have new strategies. We have costs, investment costs trending downward, driven by regulation and, more importantly, by technology. When you ask this question, you want to make sure that you're taking advantage of these changes and make sure your investments are up to date, your investment plan is up to date. Another example is it's not uncommon to find, say, as an example, a mutual fund that might have been great in the 1980s, but maybe isn't so great now that it's 2018. And just because it was great in the 1980s does not necessarily mean it's a wonderful rationale to still own today. Please understand, I'm not a big fan of selling something because it had a bad day or a bad week or even a bad year, but it is something that you want to look at and monitor. That's one of the things we do for our clients, and you need to find a way to do that on a regular basis for yourself, whether you're a do-it-yourself investor or you're working with a professional like we are here at Elliott Wealth Management Services. Question number nine is one of these, like I did in last week's episode, I'll call it a big question. The question is, what about money is important to me? This is something I like to uncover when I speak with clients, and actually when I casually speak with people just in my everyday life, if we're talking about the money subject, again, this is not even in a formal business setting, is what about money is important to them? There are various things that drive people to do certain things and how they handle their money. Some examples are somebody that might have grown up very poor and saw their parents really struggle to make ends meet. And maybe as kids, maybe they didn't have enough food, or maybe they didn't go to school where they wanted to, or maybe they didn't have the clothes they wanted. You know, they might be driven to act a certain way, to view money a certain way in pursuit of security. So that's a good classic American story, right? But there are others. Sometimes people might have seen or learned growing up that people had a fortune only to have that fortune go away because they were too reckless, too risky. And so they might have learned the value of protecting what you have. So the question you ask yourself is, what about money is important to me? And related to that is, what you want money to do for you? Is it you accumulating money and wealth to protect your spouse, to provide your children with a better life that you had? Are you accumulating money in retirement so that you could travel and retire early? What is driving you? What about money is important to you? I think is one of the best questions in this top 20. Question number 9. If you only had 5 years to live, what would you change right now? Another big question. This is the one question that Paul had added to the list that is something that I want to think about, because I'm not sure how I would answer that personally, but I think it's an excellent big question. If you only had 5 years to live, what would you change right now? I think it's an excellent question, something we could all get value from if we thought about that for a few minutes. And then question number 10, what are my financial goals? In 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, different phases, what are your financial goals? The adage in my business, and it's been around since I first joined First Investors Corporation back in 1992, my first job out of college right in this industry. The adage is, most people spend more time planning their vacation than they spend planning their financial future. Part of the reason why I love this business is I get to help people not make that mistake. And so the question for you is, what are your financial goals? What are you trying to accomplish? What are you trying to avoid? And if you could focus on those and then develop a plan either on your own or with others' help, you'll be much better off than if you're not paying attention. So those are the second set of 10 questions, giving us a total of 20 over the 2 weeks. Once again, I want to thank Paul for this idea. I've really enjoyed going through these questions. I personally have gotten a lot out of it, and I hope you, the listener, also got some value out of these questions to ask yourself, to think about as you try and better yourself financially and win with money. Thanks again for listening. I will be back with you on an upcoming episode of the Simply Financial Podcast very soon. In the meantime, please go to our website, www.elliottwealth.com. You can get information about me and the rest of the team, how we help people. You could subscribe to the podcast. You could sign up for our mailing list. And we would love it if you're not a client of ours already. Please sign up for a complimentary consultation where we could find out more about you, what you're trying to accomplish, how you answered these top 20 questions, and see if we can help you out. Thank you very much.
The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of Sage Point Financial Incorporated and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Please note, the information being provided is strictly as a courtesy. When you link to any of the websites provided here, you are leaving this website. We make no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information provided at these websites, nor is the company liable for any direct or indirect technical or system issues or any consequences arising out of your access to your use of third-party technologies, websites, information, and programs made available through this website. When you access one of these websites, you are leaving our website and assume total responsibility and risk for your use of the websites you are linking to. Securities and advisory services are offered through SagePoint Financial Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, insurance services offered through Elliott Wealth Management, LLC, not affiliated with SagePoint Financial.